A long time ago, millions of years ago, there lived a merry little folk in the Arctic. For where now it's freezing cold, back then it was nice and warm. This nation consisted of Ancestor Laugh, Mother Lot, and their children, the Laven. They called themselves the People of Laugh. One fateful day, they were struck by a great disaster, because suddenly it was terribly cold, and that is exactly the thing Laven cannot stand. Freezing rain came down from the heavens day and night. Everything died. This danger also threatened the Laven, for without heat they cannot live, and would inevitably die. Then they kicked the great bucket. Naturally, Laven can sometimes kick the bucket every now and then. But then, like at birth, Mother Lot will draw their lots from where their bellies have a Laven chip. Then they would just go on with their merry little lives. But with the cold air getting icier, they had to do something. Father Laugh thought very hard. So hard that you can almost hear him thinking. "I have it," he suddenly shouted. "Laven, we will go travelling. Go deep into the bosom of Mother Earth, because there it is warm. Because there it's warm." The Laven began to dig and dig. They dug day and night as if their lives depended on it. Of course, this was true for them. "This is our only chance. In the bowels of Mother Earth we can survive." The hole grew deeper and deeper. The deep, dark polar night wrapped itself around the land of the Laven, and the Laven disappeared into the big hole. They would never see their own dear country again, but they were saved. Before they closed the big hole, everyone was counted to make sure that everyone was inside. No, Father Laugh was not in the hole. A few very brave Laven crawled up to the edge of the large hole to look for him. Oh, and there was Father Laugh, frozen stiff. He had been searching for Mother Lot because he did not know that she was already safely down into the hole. Ancestor Laugh had kicked the great bucket, the bucket he will never be able to kick again. As happy as the Laven were to know that they had been saved, that's how sad they were about the fate of dear Father Laugh. For the first time in their long lives, the Laven cried. It was a day of great sorrow. The suffering of Earth Mother Lot was so great that the Laven made a plan to comfort her. They created a beautiful golden statue of Father Laugh. The image of Father gave Mother Lot courage and her people new strength. They could move forward and begin their long journey through the bowels of Mother Earth, searching for a new land to call their own. On their voyage of thousands of years, they came across everything. Remains of past lives, large animals, animals so big that the curious Laven needed ladders to chop them out. They made beautiful drawings of these animals to capture what it was like back then. The Laven crossed the great oil sea, a sticky mess that stunk badly, and where you should be very careful with fire. And everywhere they went, they dug a tunnel up to the surface of the earth to see if the land above was good enough for them to live on, thus creating the volcanoes, from which lava still often spouts. But no matter how far they travelled or how often they came up to look, what they sought they could not find. Until one day something strange happened. High above their heads sounded joyous music, and suddenly they heard the loud cry, "A laugh! A laugh!" Now you should know, a laugh is actually the collective cry of the Laven. They could not wait any more and dug a tunnel in a hurry, and what they saw exceeded their wildest expectations. Colourfully dressed people who sang and danced as if their lives were about nothing but fun. This was their new homeland. The Laven watched how people built their houses and took after it. The people of Laven built their village here in the Efteling, and they called it the Laven Lair. Take a good look at how they live here. They look a bit like us, so who knows? They've learnt from us, maybe we can learn something from them.